Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to all tell y'all a story about this girl named Gina. You see, Gina, she thought that if she can do what everybody else did, she would feel accepted. But she learned in the long run that she was wrong. Here goes a good story about this girl named Gina. That always loved a nigga just to put some middle finger. The thing about Gina, she real cocky with it. So when she spread her legs, she know she hold the Aquafina. Niggas feel the ego calling Gina Aquafina. But in reality, she just another on the side. She thinking it's love, but really it's lust. Cause her titties nice and her hips hold a dump. And her tongue rings, so you know she a stream. They call her Jaws hateful cause her head game is mean. Now she all thinking she the S-H-I-T. Cause two more niggas penetrated double team. One doggy style, the other be throwing her mouth. Got her arched on the couch while he knocking walls down. Now she looking balls now like a dog on the sack. And she hoping after this that they all will come back. I'm sorry to tell Gina, they ain't never coming back. They got their nuts off now, she the throwing trash. Around the whole time they all brag how they smash. Without using condoms, they calling her a slut. Smut, 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 take it up the butt. You dirty 50 whore, anybody you will fuck. I heard you fuck Gordon and you had 9 abortions. You fuck 6 niggas just to get those abortions. And you fuck Brody and his other 2 homies. That red light stay on, your pussy never lonely. And I heard a rumor that you slept around with Dennis. So on some real shit, you need to see to a clinic. Jenna like, okay, it ain't nothing wrong with me. She went to the clinic confident about her results. But when they came back, they had some questions to be asked. They asked Gina questions like, how many partners have you had? Her face rewired, trying to figure what they're saying. She don't want to answer because she estimated 50. 50 different niggas she done fucked and sucked silly. She praying on her knees, asking Lord to forgive me. But it's too late, she tested positive for all. And she 6 weeks pregnant, didn't know it at all. What Gina gonna do? All this evil thoughts move. She don't know what to do, she don't know what to say. So she runs straight home, knowing Josh's gun's home. She lock herself in the room, cock a bullet in the chamber. She self-hates herself, so she blinded by the anger. She call 911 and scream, my life is in danger. Hurry please, quick, I won't live to see later. She asked her what's the danger, she told her herself, I got this gun in my hand and I will kill myself, man. She asked her what's wrong, why you won't do that? Please don't do that, put the gun down, it's not even worth it. Trust me, I know, but Gina responds, I'm an AIDS infested hoe with a baby in my stomach that can't be punished. She said, I understand, but you don't have to do this. They are medication and other different treatments. But Gina won't listen, her mind's made up. She told the operator, I don't really give a fuck. Are you living me? Do you have the STDs? Do you have a baby in you that won't get to see you? I don't think you do, so there's the final straw. Goodbye, cruel world, and I hate you fucking all.
Hello? Hello? This is the ambulance.